Well, good morning. It is 10:58 on Wednesday, April the 12th, 2023. It's already too warm. I went and got groceries and sat down for a minute when I got back and waited too long. I should have gone when it was only 50. Probably would have been much more comfortable. I could have done my writing and gotten that. I could have gotten the walk and then come back and finished the writing. As it was, I finished the writing, at least this comb out. I'm pretty happy with the way it looks. I'll probably scan through it one more time. Although, frankly, at this point, my eyes just sort of glaze over, so maybe I won't. Maybe today I can actually publish this thing the way I'm supposed to instead of waiting until like 9 o'clock at night and noticing the email from the Portland Pirate to tell me, hey, yeah, by the way. Sorry about that. I got a couple of cowboys with back-mounted leaf blowers here. I like their hats. It's a lovely day. 72, probably 76 now. It's supposed to be in the middle 80s before the day is over. I baked bread yesterday. I need to make some adjustments. The high protein flour needs more hydration, more water, not less. So I'll make another stab at it. I'm going to do one loaf at a time because having two loaves that are unsatisfactory doesn't do it for me. I mean, they're not bad. Very crusty, very hard crust. They didn't. The second proof didn't actually take as well as I'd hoped it would. The first loaf we've cut, the interior of it, very fine crumb, very crumbly crumb, very dry crumb. But it also didn't The folds, when I was kneading it, they didn't actually get absorbed. There's still some evidence of where this fold happened and that fold happened, and as a result, the bread isn't exactly as cohesive as I would like it. So, yeah, 50% hydration, not a good look. It didn't work out very well. I had a feeling it was going to be inadequate when I was doing the final proofing and trying to knead the bread. It was very hard, very stiff, not what I wanted. So we'll try again tomorrow. The first loaf was almost half gone already, so it's not like it's inedible. We went through a lot of it yesterday. I suspect we'll go through the rest of the first loaf and probably part of the second loaf today. And I think I'm just going to make one loaf a day until I get the recipe down, until I get the right ratios down. Then we'll see what happens. interesting thing the doctor said the other day was, that was just yesterday. Interesting thing she said was that the sourdough bread has fewer carbs than regular yeast bread. Something with the way the yeast eats the carbohydrates. I do want to start another starter. And maybe I'll start do a starter with a yeast base, a regular active yeast culture base, instead of trying to build one from scratch from like dates or raisins or something. That does work, by the way. You soak some raisins or some dates and put them in a jar with some water. Let them soak for a few days. And the yeast comes off the fruit. It also works if you just do it from scratch. The first year, one of the early years I was here, when we were here in Colorado, over the summer, because summer is a good time to leave the windows open and it's warm. Well, it was a good time to leave the windows open. Now you have to kind of pick the days you want to leave the windows open, because otherwise it gets just too damn hot. But 20 years ago, summer was pretty pleasant for the most part. A few hot days in August and September, but that was it. Let's just say it does not bode well for this year. Having temperatures in the mid-80s in April. Although I should probably look. I don't know if that's true. I don't know what the temperature trends are. But I know where to find it. Also, if you tried to tell me that the post didn't go in yesterday, by letting me know on Twitter, I didn't see it, because I don't log into Twitter anymore. I think the picture still posts there because of the if this then that grabs it out of Flickr and cross posts it. But you can tell me on Instagram. Not Instagram. Yeah, you can tell me on Instagram. You can also tell me on Mastodon. I'm on zirk.us, Z-I-R-K. .us. Need a drink. That's better. Still recording? So that's a good sign. All right. So yesterday I sort of just lazed around. Didn't do too much in the afternoon. I did play a little bit. I did start a house, setting up an actual base, as opposed to, let me throw down a foundation and slap up a machine here. I moved all of my smelting operations to the space biome. Works really well, because I collect a lot of metal up there, and then I have a industrial smelter that I don't bother with electricity. I just burn gasoline, because oil also shows up out there, and I have I have two refining forges that do nothing but take the overflow and refine oil into gasoline. So I always have plenty of gasoline out there. It works out pretty good. It is sort of like cheaty a little bit. It's not like I took a fully developed character along with a whole bunch of high-end tools and started. I didn't start with a new character. I didn't start a fresh character. I started with pretty high level. And I started with really good tools. So I already had access to all of the high-end machinery. Which cuts down a lot on the grind. Oh, I just sort of breezed over the book, didn't I? Yeah, Working Class, Marva 2, Electric Boogaloo. Yeah, I got through this pass, I went through this morning and resolved all of the changes that I've tracked in it. Put together, I think it's a pretty good file, I think it's a pretty good story. So today is pretty much done writing. I'll play this afternoon. Tomorrow's Thursday, I'll probably start putting together the next book. Make sure the files are where I need them. Coming up on it, get ready, sit with me. Monk post, there we go. I'm also putting together a book of essays. John Ward started pestering me last week about the essays that I've put up on my Write Freely instance at farkascity.org. I think that's it. The essays about self-publishing and the business of art and things like what actually is the algorithm that everybody's so scared of. What is marketing? It frustrates me a great deal. It may be because I'm old and set in my ways, but whenever I see an author complain about self-promotion and marketing and how hard it is and how much they hate it and I just want to... Back in the day, there used to be a game called Zork that had a lot of emotes in it. At least I think it was Zork. It might have been a mud. It might have been something like Arctic Mud or something like that. But there was an emote. I think it was Arctic now that I think about it. It's probably in any of the Midgard muds anyway. Where you could slap somebody with a dead salmon. As opposed to a live salmon, I would have thought live salmon would have been more fun, but slapped across the face with a dead salmon, I think was. That's the way it went. And I just want to take those authors and slap them across the face with a dead salmon. Because first, if you hate it, stop doing it, because it isn't doing any good. If you hate it, you're not doing it well. If you hate it, everybody is going to know you hate it. And it's not going to do what you want it to do. Stop doing it. I think that applies to pretty much everything other than your day job that you need to keep a roof over your head and food on the table. You kind of have to take care of that stuff. But if you hate it, don't do it. Because it isn't, because it's not effective. Not because it's not a valuable tool, not because it's not something worth doing. Well, maybe. Something that might be worth doing. Frankly, I don't think it's worth doing, but if you hate it, it's not working. So don't spend time and energy and effort and focus on things that don't work. Oh, trash truck coming. Is he gonna make this turn? Yes, he is. So that means all the trash pickers are a little bit toasty. Well, all the trash pickers. The one guy that runs the truck and uses the claw to pick up the bins. And the other thing is marketing. Because I know, modern parlance has conflated sales and promotion with marketing. It was never meant to be that way. It was never meant. Marketing has never been about sales and promotion. Sales and promotion is a completely different practice. It's a completely different set of tools. It's a completely different thing. And it frustrates me to hear people say, well, my marketing isn't working. Well, that's probably because you're not marketing. It's probably because you're doing sales and promotion. And you're doing sales and promotion in a way that is not effective in the tools you're trying to use and the channels you're trying to use them in. Now, it's just my opinion. The first mistake they make is they spend all their time and energy trying to sell their first book, or sometimes their second book. While they think about whether or not they're going to try to write a third book. Look, if all you're going to do is write a book every other year, then fine, go for it. Find a traditional publisher. Collect your 1,000 rejection slips so that you can hold them up as counted coup and move on. But it's frustrating to have people doing self-publishing, people allegedly engaged in self-publishing, who A, don't understand what it is they're doing, B, don't understand the difference between marketing and sales promotion, C, don't understand the difference between advertising and, mass media versus niche media, social media. If you don't know what the hell you're doing, you might stumble onto the right path. You might stumble onto something that works. But for crying out loud, if it's not working, look around. Try to find something that does. And just because you tried it once and it doesn't work, doesn't mean it's the wrong thing. Which also applies to advertising, which also applies to everything else that they're doing. But at least understand what the words mean when you use them. So, if you give a self-publishing company $5,000 to self-publish your book for you, understand that you have just been robbed. You have just been scammed. You have just been the victim of an unscrupulous vanity press. And understand that is not going to sell your book. Those people make their money off from gullible authors who give them $5,000 to self-publish a book. And they make it up. They make their money by doing it again and again and again and again and again. There are so many people who are so desperate that they will pay 3,000, 5,000, to somebody who claims that they will self-publish their book. Oh, let us handle the marketing for you. No, they're not handling the marketing for you. They can't do your marketing. They can do your publishing, but they can't do your marketing. Marketing is what you have to do. Marketing is figuring out which niche you're going to be in. I've banged this drum a lot. I'm sorry. I'm getting kind of ranty here. But marketing is what you do to determine what product you're going to sell. What service or product you're going to sell. Marketing is looking around to see where there are opportunities in various places. For writers, the opportunities are in novels. Now, I don't care. If you write short stories, yeah, go ahead. Write short stories. If that's your jam, if that's what you love doing, then write them. Absolutely. Go for it. Climb on a query around. Get ready for a ride. And just keep pumping out short stories and slapping them out there. Eventually, one will hit. Ray Bradbury. The Ray Bradbury thing. Write a short story a week. And after a year, you'll have a sale. Because nobody can write 52 bad short stories in a row. I don't know. This is kind of iffy. It has a little speciousness to it. But I take his point. It's like you can't write 52 bad stories in a row. Out of 52, one of them is going to be okay. Finding the right place to put it. Finding the right market for it. Finding the right editor who will buy it. Give you your $200 for it. Sure. Make it happen. But that's not where the market is. The market is not in YA. Yes, the YA market is huge. Yes, children's books is huge. Yes, they're usually shorter. But they're not bought by readers. And they're not bought in ebooks. Ebooks, digital distribution, is the answer to 99% of the problems that people are having. Oh, I went with expanded distribution so I might get my paperbacks in a library. Great, there's 10,000 libraries. You have the potential for 10,000 sales. You'll probably get two. If you get two, that's pretty good market penetration. But that's not what people want to hear. It's not what they want to do. Anyway, I'll get off that horse. 23 minutes. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And I will probably talk to you then. Friday's kind of up in the air.